Special Advisor on Education and Schools to the Northern Powerhouse Partnership. Frank, was this the right decision? Was this the only decision?
Well, Anthony, it was the only decision. And actually, I think the profession were calling for this many months ago. It sort of falls into, I think there's sort of two camps, really. Those that held out for exams as long as they could and then realised, like the government realised, that actually they couldn't hold it any longer. And so, in effect, this became the only solution. So the Northern Powerhouse Partnership were pleased to see this decision, because it actually means that the North, which has been quite adversely affected by the impact of the pandemic, means that there is some way in which we can ensure that Northern students, you know, get a fair crack of this, because obviously many of them have missed quite large chunks of their education, not just this year, but the year before.
What kind of guidance will teachers get to reach and determine these grades?
Well, the examination boards are throwing a lot of support at schools. At the end of the day, teachers will have a fairly clear understanding as to where they feel their students will sit. And one of the points that we think the government should have given more attention to and encourage schools to do more is actually sort of encourage them to undertake moderation between schools, so that, because you can imagine that if you're a teacher, say, teaching A-level, a subject where perhaps there's a small number of students, there may be no other teacher in that school who's actually leading on that subject. That's very different to, say, English or mathematics. So we think there's a lot to be gained from schools reaching out to other schools to do some sort of moderation around their gradings. I know that the examination boards are going to do this, but that's actually after the grades have been awarded, or at least awarded by the school. So we think that that will go some way to avoiding some of the significant challenges that they're going to be when the results are declared, because obviously there is a complaints procedure. And I think we believe that if schools work together, they can actually ensure that they get a more robust and rigorous assessment. And that will actually be a reasonable defence against complaints that perhaps the grade awarded was too low,
right,
which is generally too low, not too high. But there were some cases last year where there were complaints because the grade awarded was too high.
Right. Now students are told time and time again of the importance of GCSEs and A-levels and doing the absolute very best that they can to get the highest possible grades that they can in the future, because employers will look at these grades. Do you think employers in the future look at these grades that these students are going to be getting and maybe not take them as seriously because they weren't done by an exam board?
I hope not. I mean, I think the issue, I don't know how old you are, Anthony, but I'm 65. I can't remember what my grades were at O level when I took them. And the key thing here was they were always a passage through for me. And so what we want to do is to ensure that students are able to progress positively and find themselves in a place at the next stage of learning or into employment where actually they're able to cope with that. And that's where actually I think the schools need to play a really important part in giving the right grades, which I'm sure they're going to do their utmost to do that, but also advising the students on where the best journey is for them now. Mm. So it's actually making sure that the students land in the right place, either studying or working, doing the right things, so they can succeed then.
Mm. Obviously, mine were A**** for
I could tell,
every single subject.
And you were very studious.
Oh, of course.
Of course you were.
Actually, do you know what? That brings up something, actually. As a teacher, there's going to be a personality clash with certain students. And honestly, I was a gobby one, I got to tell you. teachers, I don't think they would pick me out as their favourite student that they ever taught, shall we say. So if they were left to grade me something important, I can't imagine they would, you know, if they were teetering on a grade, they would go, but he did say that in class the other day, so let's just knock that off. I'm assuming they're far too professional to do something like that.
Can I assure you they are? I mean, I think in a way we've spoken before about if there is any benefit of the doubt, I think that the doubt should go in favour of the student. And so that's not to sort of force the grades up and up and up, but actually this has been such a traumatic period for students. You know, we've got to make sure that students, you know, progress successfully to the next stage. And if through this process they do, then actually I think all of those teachers would have successfully graded their students.
Frank, thank you very much for your time.